Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Is your club looking for a new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to this week's Netball Show with Flyhawk. As we know by now, the league will go through a bit of a change from 2025. Everybody's calling it NSL 2.0. And on the latest Sky Off the Court, Caroline and Tamsin were joined by Claire Nelson.
This is a big job. If it was easy, we would be there. We'd be doing it. And so, you know, for me, I knew what I was taking on. It's definitely been tougher. But also, like, there's just so many positive things happening that makes me realise and see that, yeah, we can do this. And you know, it just keeps you going forward. But, yeah, lots going on. And it's a big job.
Let's talk fixtures then, before we get emotional over you two leaving Scotland. We'll do that at the end of this. Tamsin, we had a little look at the fixtures and we're like, yes, this looks like it's building.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did my annual tweet of, come on, guys, show up. Like, we absolutely need to get behind our sport this year. We know we've been building since COVID, like everybody has, and getting back to people, back into venues. And I just think there's so many exciting things, some of the big arena announcements as well. I mean, Saracens Mavericks, we're going to be at Wembley, which has been absolutely incredible to think exactly we're going to be playing there. I saw Dragons announcement. There's been huge, huge pulls all over the country, but it is that big pull to go, show up, come on, get back watching our sport. Just, I think I said last night, you know, if the 1.3 million people that play netball all just bought one ticket, you know, we'll have quadrupled the amount of people that come to watch our game, just that simply. So I think it is a massive sort of plea now to, there are enough games, there are enough venues, there are enough spread out, there are great teams, there's going to be some classic fixtures. So it is time now to get bums on seats.
Yeah, thank you, Claire. Goodbye. You don't need to say anything, do you?
Literally, I was like, there you go, job done. I can go back to working behind the scenes. And T's absolutely right. Look, this sport is huge. All I do is sit and pitch to broadcasters, partners, potential sponsors about the size of this sport. And it is growing at a huge, huge rate. The participation base is there. We also have more than 50% of the population. Now, what we do know is that we needed to make some improvements. We need to make sure that that disposable income that is so precious to women and girls is spent well with an amazing experience. And boy, have the club stepped up. Absolutely, as T said, you know, moving to bigger arenas, this costs clubs fortunes to go into arenas. But they're putting on the show and the spectacle because we need to get the fans and the bums on seats. Without fan power, we don't exist. We can't commercialise our sport. We cannot fund the clubs. We can't bring the partners and the sponsors on board. So we've listened. We're making improvements. There's been some amazing recruitment this year. We're bringing big players in. It's going to be competitive. And what we now need is fans showing up and really making sure that they're not just buying one ticket, but buy them week in, week out. Tell your friends, bring your friends, click online when we're showing it. If we don't show the appetite for this sport, we can't move forward. So this is a whole group effort. Clubs, England Netball, Super League fans, let's make this the biggest season ever.
Hell yeah. The talk around this in the run-up to the fixtures being released were things like that. Are we going to see last season's top four go head-to-head in the opening round? Tick, that's happening. How much of this was born out of you actually listening to the fans and thinking, right, okay, what directly do they want?
It's all driven by fan insight. Everything we do is data driven, and that's a big thing for me, is I want to make business critical decisions that move everything forward. So what I wanted to make sure is that we had a bigger footprint as a league, and that meant clubs and the centre all aligning. So you'll see yesterday all of our comms went out at the same time. They all had a look and feel that was you know, across the league, except Mavericks, who did their own thing. However, I absolutely love what they're trying to do because they're pushing their brand and their marketing. But we're all trying to make sure that we're pushing this forward. We're then thinking about the timings of our games, where we play them, which fixtures where. So, you know, fantastic for Dragons to play at the Cardiff Arena against Bath. That's a huge pull geographically. So what we're trying to do is look at the best way to have the best fixtures and the best venues at the best times to get as many of our fans, new and existing, across the line. So we're doing all of this with very limited budget. that's why data becomes really important around our decision making.
There is plenty we want to ask you, and I know Tamsin does too, and we will get to that over the coming months, because I know your door is very much open to communication, which is brilliant. From both of you, Tamsin first, how much do you think the impact of the latest New Zealand series will have on the league? Because suddenly we're like, oh, so the rest of the world didn't realise this depth was there.
Well, I think that's what's been quite funny, hasn't it? We keep talking about our league. And the reality is we weren't sure where we were at in terms of a pitch because we haven't yet had that opportunity to see those players. So many of our best go overseas and stay overseas for long periods of time. So it was really refreshing to see the likes of Berry Neal and Halley and, you know, even Elle McDonald, who's come over and said, right, I'm going to play in this league. I'm going to come play for England. It was great to see those players absolutely thrive. And I think it's stuff like that we've got to keep jumping on. And Claire, you mentioned something actually, it was really interesting about just bringing people along with you. I know that was something that happened really, really well at Sirens. You always had a new person sitting in the box that was from a business or from a different angle. And we keep talking about we haven't got loads of money. Our marketing is what it is. We are trying to align stuff and we are listening to the fans, but we want to get new people on board as well. How did you do that in Sirens, and how important is it that all these clubs now are making a conscious effort and all the fans out there are making a conscious effort to bring someone new to the game?
Yeah, we just got to talk about it. And I think for me, what, you know, one of the things people always say when I talk about our sport, same with you, T, like we're passionate about it. So that's your natural hook. And once we get people in front of our game, they're bought into it, whether it is a fan or a sponsor. I talked about the fact that I was able to sell actually really good sponsorship levels and numbers for Sirens in 2016 before we launched in 2017. And it was a brand and a sport that no one had seen and heard of before. But I talked about what we were going to do and what we were going to be. And at this moment in time, it's never been easy to talk about women's sport, but more importantly, it has never been easy to talk about netball. Netball for me is the most exciting proposition in the sports market. We are women's sport. We are a women's sport with a blank canvas that can absolutely shape and forge the way of what women's sport looks and feels like. It's about sporttainment. Look at how we're the most digitally connected sport. We've got this huge participation base. We represent everybody. And we are moving into an era where we get to create and define what that looks like. We are not a female version. So let's be unapologetic in how we celebrate our sport and champion it. Businesses want to invest. We're a great investment. People want to consume new content. We've got it. There is storytelling. It is all in netball, but we've got to all be explicit in playing our part in telling those stories and pushing it out there. We are so untapped. And if we do that, we absolutely fuel and power our way forward.
Yeah, part of me is thinking, don't let the rest of the world see the league, just because then they don't discover how good we are till right at the crucial moment. But I know that's a big thing for you going forward. Just finally, before we let you go, both of you have had well-made departures from Scotland, coming back to work down with Mavericks. I know you're working already, Tamsin, but Claire as well, with you leaving for England. For both of you, Claire, I wonder a few words for Tamsin and what she achieved at Scotland.
I actually feel a bit emotional because we talk a lot to each other all the time. For me, I was always grateful when people backed my vision for this relatively small nation, really limited budgets, but huge passion and belief. And, you know, bringing Kaz Atkinson on was a game changer for us. But then bringing Tamsin, I always talk about the Tamsin effect. Tamsin has power. You have power where you go. People follow, they listen, they want to play for you. And when you came in, you just drove a shift change. And I think what you're leaving, when you look at all these youngsters, they've got two or three World Cups in there. There's cycles. Like, you didn't just come in and think, how do I be shiny and new and get some quick wins? You thought, how do I build? And that for me as well is, I hope that we've left foundations that new people can come on and continue to build from. And that will be our legacy. But, you know, you were a dream to work with. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that you stepped up and personally sacrificed so much to be part of our journey.
Oh, well, thank you, firstly. Thank you. You know how gutted I am. All I will say is, when I got that call from Kaz and had my first conversation with Claire, it was a no-brainer. there are only so many people you get to work with, you're lucky enough to get to work with, that can make change and can be different. And those two are forward-thinking, creative, open-minded, and wow, it was refreshing. There's not many people I'd sing a different national anthem for. Claire Nelson was one of those, so loud and proud, and it's been the best 3 years.
I have the videos of it as well, and in your tartan as well. You and Star in tartan was a moment. It was beautiful.
Definitely worth it for that. Claire, we're glad that you're in the role you're in now, but well done, both of you, on what you've achieved for Scotland, and can't wait to see what the future's like for both of you. Claire, thank you so much for coming on Off the Court.
Thanks for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.